We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, hour number two, Dusty Hara, Cam Cleland with you. The Pac-12 Players Voice of Want for Change on the Players Tribune. Hashtag we are Pac-12. Several student athletes around the Pac-12, especially football players, were sharing that message yesterday, including guys like Penei Sewell, Javon Holland from the Ducks. And one thing that happened yesterday that it was there's not a lot of information about it, and there really still isn't. Thea Lawson of the Spokane Spokesman Review. He tweeted out yesterday, I'm told multiple Washington State players who shared the hashtag We Are United graphics have been released from the team. And this is an interesting one. Now, there have been players that have said false in this in a reply to that. But what he was talking about was an instance with Cassidy Woods, a wide receiver. And he spoke, Lawson spoke directly with Cassidy Woods' family. And apparently Nick Rolovich called Woods and asked him about his standing with the hashtag We Are United. And that was a big reason why he had to clean out his locker.
Actually, it's there's some underlying things that are going on with this. First of all, he recorded him, which is illegal in the state of Washington. You can't do that unless you have double consent. Secondly, this was a concern about the COVID parameters and the repercussions of that. And Coach Rolovich ended up saying specifically, if you're worried about this, you should not be working out with anybody anymore. You need to separate and then end up packing up and leaving, which would totally make sense. If you're concerned about the COVID protocols, you should not be working out with the team anyway. And so the thing is, there is a SoundCloud of this actual recording that
we
went
have
out.
It.
When you listen to it, sounds like a normal conversation to me.
Yeah, and this is the thing, is that Woods has a sickle cell trait, and he has he opted out of the season. That should be the first on this. This comes to us via Jonah Javad of WFAA in, I believe that's Fort Worth, Texas, where Woods is from. And I think this is where the recording was with his dad and him. And I don't know, you said it's illegal, the double consent in Washington. I don't know the rules in Texas. If this was recorded in Texas, I don't know what's going on. But this is via WFAA in Fort Worth on Nick Rolovich talking to Woods. But this is where it's kind of like everybody's garnering their own take on this, because it's kind of back and forth. Is this more about the COVID stuff, or is it about the Pac-12 unity? Here's Nick Rolovich with Cassidy Woods and his father.
Now, are you going to be joining this Pac-12 football unity group?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so then that's going to be an issue if you align with them as far as future stuff, right? Because the COVID stuff is one thing. You know, if you say I'm opting out because of COVID and health and safety, I'm good. But this group is going to change, I guess, how things go in the future. If it's about getting paid and not enough done, just like racial justice and that stuff, then it's probably, there's two sides. You know what I mean? I'm good with sickle cell and the COVID.
So there's the first cut that we have there, yeah, where he's saying, you know, and this is where it's drawing criticism, is because he says, if you are with the, you know, We Are United, that's going to be an issue.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure why that's an issue with his standing on the team. And I think that's where a lot of folks are lying here is that, okay, well, why is that an issue with his standing with the Washington State football program?
I don't know. I'm not Nick Rolovich. I don't know what his priorities are.
And that is getting the that's where the backlash is coming from. And he does say, Eve, this is about the COVID stuff and the sickle cell trait. Hey, I'm with you. I'm on board with it.
So I wanted to give you a brief. So according to Washington recorded law, Washington wiretapping is a two-party consent. Makes it a crime to intercept, record private telephone calls, in-person conversation, or electronic communication unless all parties to the communication consent. Now, Coach Rolovich might have consented to the release of this. I don't know, but that is that's interesting. Yeah, what they did.
I mean, that's a Woods family has to deal with that one now that they released it to
not a good idea.
Folks. Yeah, but then he went on, and this is where more of the criticism of Nick Rolovich is coming out. As he said something about this would be sending mixed messages, and Woods actually questioned him on that.
But I don't think. With the team this year, you know what I'm saying? I don't think that's a good look for everybody. But it's said too much of a mixed message moving forward. So,
if I may ask, how would it send a mixed message?
Because you're really not playing this year for the team. You know what I mean? And you have your reasons, but I'm fine with that. But I don't think. You be included in everything we're doing is going to be, how we want to move forward. We kind of want to be, one team. The less people we can have around, the better chance we will have this season. I guess is what I'm saying. And if you're not going to play, then we're going to use the resources on the guys that are going to play this year.
Okay.
Better.
See, and that's a confusing exchange there because
is it confusing?
Yeah, because he's saying it's about the We Are United thing, which is why he can't be around the team. But he's saying the fewer guys we have around, the easier it's going to be for us to have a season. But it was okay for him to be around if it was just COVID related. So it's the We Are, it does come back to the We Are United thing. That is where it comes down. And that's where the confusing message is like, I don't know where this lands. And is this just a Cassidy Woods situation? Because look, this guy was a special teams player last year, and that was it. Does it come down to more of, look, you're not a good player for us either?
Dusty,
is that where it's at?
150 billion trillion percent. This is college football is a performance-based business. Okay, so Nick Rolovich's bosses are athletic directors, alumni, and money donations to try to generate revenue and be successful, like what Mike Leach was. That's his first job. His first responsibility is to do a job that he's very high paid for. So, secondly, you're supposed to bring in young athletes that are good players to help them win. Because is the job to go 0-12? No, it's to win as many football games as possible. How do you win those football games? You have very good players. Supply and demand. If you want to have a smokescreen or a masquerade, I can tell you multiple stories of this happening way before and why it happened. Because you have 85 guys to be responsible for. It is about team. Football is a massive team sport.
100%.
So you need guys to be together on this. And Coach Rolovich is operating under the current NC2A parameters, which everyone else operates under, even in the Pac-12 and across college football. I don't expect him to act any other way. I really don't. His job is to take care of his future and career.
And this is
why would you ask him to just say, yes, let's sacrifice all the things that I've worked for just for one player? Is it multiple? Is it his entire team? I don't have those answers. But I will say it's a performance-based business, even in college. And if you're not good enough of a priority, we'll find somebody else.
This is where it goes back to those list of demands too, because there are, you can't just rip the kid's scholarship away from him anymore in the Pac-12, right? And just say, because I'm a new coach and you're not fitting what I do, sorry, you're on the outside looking in. This is why they want more guarantees to their scholarship and then the one-time transfer, because this would be one of those instances and situations, where a one-time transfer would be a great thing.
Do you think... Is there a faction out there, and I'll ask you guys this, do you think you deserve something when you're 18? and you've got to college and then you haven't, when that person signs a letter of intent and you go to play there, do you have the mindset of you deserve 4-year opportunity with 4 years of college paid for, all your expenses, and then the opportunity to have all of that medical coverage and all of that? Do you guys feel that, or do you think you should still have some aspect of earning it?
Well, I mean, I do know that when guys get offered full scholarships, they actually can't be offered 4 years. You
Correct.
Get 4 1-year scholarships.
Correct.
So I've always been under the understanding that you have to earn it every year.
Correct. And you're exactly right, Ryan. And I've stood on that stance forever, is that I don't know what this message is telling me. You want guarantees? This name a guarantee in the real world that you get.
Yeah. But
this is the real world. You're 18. You're an adult now.
Yeah. This is... And this is so hard about it because like 5 years ago, the Power Five schools implemented their scholarship guarantee, where it was about, they wanted to protect athletes from having their athletic scholarships canceled or not renewed for any athletics reasons. And that was back in 2015, I believe that happened. And I don't know where that stands and what does apply to kind of the cancellation or having that.
But
I think what happens is that they can have them on a scholarship at the university still and honor it, but they don't have the luxury of being a student athlete anymore and just not on the team, but they can still go to school there on that scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
So I do think that if that's part of the contract that they're signing, then yeah.
Every year you sign a contract.
Yeah. And so this is where it comes to.
That's the thing, is what do you put a priority on? It sounds like to me that education to get a future degree at any university is probably it from listening to these demands. Did one demand sound like I want to have my I want to have my degree as part of it, which I think it's in there maybe a little bit, but maybe it's under the assumptive mindset that, yeah. Well, let's let us have our degree. And what it is to network and have that when you're done. I don't see that as a big priority, what these guys are arguing.
503-250-1080. It may, and this may have long-term ramifications, not just for the student athletes or the Woods family, as you read the laws there in the state of Washington about recording, but for the Cougs as well. Dusty and Cam on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.